basically 2 months. I was with Campus Crusade for 2 months several years ago. Then I went to Columbia Bible College, moved out to Texas, and went through a second short-term intern situation, which was the West Texas Transfer of Christ. It was 2 months, and a short-term intern situation is more concentrated. A long-term intern situation is less structured with encouragement and certain concentration. There are a lot of advantages to both, and because of my experience in mainly a short-term situation, I'd like to share with you some advantages there. And these advantages really apply to both situations. First is an atmosphere that's conducive to growth. I think an intern, when he becomes an intern, he is placing himself in an atmosphere that is conducive to growth. This is true not only in a short-term situation, but also in a long-term situation. Also, it's related especially to the short-term situation and my experience at the West Texas Ranch for Christ. If you have a student for 2 months under your guidance, you have his undivided attention day in and day out. And that's another real advantage of that situation. I think one of the greatest advantages, though, is this. You have the opportunity to build into their life character, discipline, skills, and accountability. This is the advantage of this is the real advantage of an interning situation over and against a retreat. A retreat, you will give them a vision for their life, you will present to them needs, but you do not have the day in and day out watch and care over that individual to help them build certain truth into their life. And you do not have that sense of accountability to them and to help them each step of the way. A few other things. Because of this short-term sense that I'm talking about, for 2 months, for example, is when we have students at the West Texas Ranch for Christ, you have the opportunity to perceive their true needs. When a retreat setting, it's hard to do that, and it's hard to do that in a classroom. And this, again, is the advantage, I believe, of an interning situation. And as I said earlier, you are in a position to observe their progress and the effort that they are putting in to what you're trying to build into their lives on a daily basis. For example, when students come to us at the West Texas Ranch for Christ, we observe their life 49 days. We're with them 7 weeks. 7 days a week. And Tim and I and our wives and our additional staff have the opportunity to not only perceive needs in their lives, but to point them out, to help them, and to then check their progress and their effort each day as they seek to build certain disciplines into their life, our character, our skills, or so forth. One thing about an interning situation, too, is your curriculum adapts to the person's needs. Instead of having a tight-knit curriculum that you are trying to get across, there are some overriding objectives, and I'll talk about three here that we try to build into the lives of students in the interning situations that we're familiar with and that we are practicing at International Evangelism. But we have found that because we have a student over a period of time, students bring with them certain needs. This usually an overriding need in most groups is being a servant, for example. So we try to build in the curriculum early in our short-term effort, like at the West Texas Ranch for Christ. On the first week, we'll deal with servanthood. Well, this particular year, we found out that our group really did not have a problem with that. Overall, they were great servants, but there were other areas of their life that they did have needs in, so we adjusted our curriculum, and that became something further down down the line that they read about and we touched on, but we did not emphasize that part of our curriculum. So those are some advantages to an interning situation. There are three broad areas that we deal with at the West Texas Ranch for Christ in a concentrated effort. Now I'm talking about a short-term interning process. And really, these three objectives are carried out in our long-term program at International Evangelism II over a four-year period. But the first area is the area of spiritual growth. The second area is the area of evangelism. And the third area that we concentrate in is the area of reproducing their life. Dealing with the area of spiritual growth, just topically, some of the areas relate to the spiritual discipline, Bible study, character development would fall into this category, and time management, exercise and nutrition, giving, as well as grammar and things like that. Let me just share with you a little bit about one particular student this summer who had a problem with being lazy and how, being in an intern situation, we dealt with that problem. Well, first we had to discover it, and we were able to do that by being with the student, watching his life for seven to 10 days, however long it took. Well, the first project we gave him is to have his devotions all week in Proverbs 6, 9 through 11. Then, I gave the student a second project. I told him to go out to an ant bed and come back and tell me 10 things he saw. The third project, this student had to turn in to me a daily schedule every morning at 7 o'clock. Now, again, here is the process of interning where we were able to build this into this guy's life over a period of 7 weeks, where a retreat would not have done that. And he came a long way. He was the type of guy that would live 60 years, but he would only have to do 20 years worth of work. And he was just slow. Everything about him was slow. But this is some advantages. These are some advantages to emphasizing these type of things. The next area of evangelism, we hit evangelism hard in our short-term intern situations. And in my own life, I believe that this is the greatest weakness of all people, all students I run across it, and the church in general, is the area of evangelism. So we have gone to great pains to make evangelism a priority in our curriculum. Just for example, 6 years ago, evangelism in our intern program was minimal. We saw Billy's takes on it. That was about it. But now we devote 3 days to on-the-field training out of the seven-day period, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Several reasons for this. One is knowledge. A student has to have knowledge in order to be evangelistic. So in an interning situation, we give them the knowledge. A student cannot develop skill unless he is in a situation to do that. And when you knock on doors 3 days a week, you begin to take the knowledge and develop your skill, how limited it may be. The third thing we give students in this area is a plan. And that's another vital need. The reason we aren't winning people is we don't plan to. And I really appreciated just the illustration that Dave gave of his wife going to the park with those ladies. You plan to win people. That's the way you do it. And we try to build this into the lives of the students. And you can do that in an interning situation. And you cannot do that on a retreat. You cannot develop skill on a retreat. And you can give them a plan, but you cannot be with them and help them carry it out. This, again, is the value of interns. We cover a wide range of topics in the area of evangelism. We teach the bridge. We have them all learn how to use a tract efficiently. They all have to write out their testimonies, and a large number of them have to rewrite them until they're right and until they're effective. They all have to learn three direct evangelism approaches. What I mean by that, for example, James Kennedy's ED questions. We have them memorize a direct evangelism approach similar to this. Through the years, have you come to know Christ personally yet, or do you feel that you're still on the way? That is a direct evangelism approach. Also, we expose them to different ways to witness to cults. And this year, we saw the tape of The Godfakers, which is a tape on Mormonism, just to expose them, and we gave them a few tools that will help them, even though we have a lot further to go there. Thirdly, just in the area of reproducing your life, we think this is the whole key. This is the whole purpose of interning, so that that student can get to the place where they can reproduce their life. In the sense of the short-term commitment that concentration that we have in a retreat setting like the ranch, there are a few ways we can do this. One way we cannot do it is assign them a Timothy, which you can do that in a long-term interning situation, say over a semester or over a year or over 4 years. But we do ask them personally to reproduce things to us in life-to-life situations. For example, I will sit down with a student and I will say, John, I'm a new Christian, and I want you to teach me how to memorize Scripture. And if that student cannot reproduce that, or he fumbles around trying to do that, even though he has 100 verses memorized, he cannot reproduce his life. We do that with evangelism and other things. Secondly, we try to model for them on the field. Every Friday and Saturday night, Tim and I would travel to these different... We worked at 5 churches. This summer, we would travel to each church throughout the summer and stay 2 days. And Tim would take a team, usually one guy and one girl, and we would try to model for them what they had already learned how to do at the door. And then just to... one thing I would emphasize is when I would leave a door, I would say, now tell me what you learned. And to make sure that they were picking up things, and we did that for 2 or 3 reasons. I wanted to make sure that they were learning something, and I tried to build into their lives the fact that that's what they need to ask their own Timothy when they take them out. What did you learn, and how could I have done this better? And, you know, I shared my failures as well as my victories at the door with them. I said, well, I could have done this better, or I did this this way, and so forth. And also, we would have them do it. Them make the presentation at the door, and then we would help them. Of course, there were other ways. We read books in the area of discipleship. The book, Discipleship, The Best Writings from the Most Experienced Disciple Makers. We exposed them to Born to Reproduce. They read The Need of the Hour. Of course, they also went through particular, they were exposed to different methods, the Christian Discipleship Seminar, the youth material, and a lot of other things. But this, in a nutshell, is what we try to do. Another thing is we try to expose them to outstanding men who are specialists in their field. This summer we had the opportunity to have a gentleman from Cooper's Clinic in Dallas come out and talk on exercise and nutrition, which again relates to an area of life that all of us, you know, need to be efficient in. And you know, you can't share your faith if you aren't healthy. And that was just another exciting emphasis. We had Wayne come out and spend a whole week with us. And the exciting thing about that is that Wayne not only shared his strength, but they were able to be with a person. And we picked this up from Golden Gate, I think, when Billy and several other people interviewed students. They complained about the fact that speakers would come in and give them a shotgun blast of energy and then leave. So we have tried to make an effort to eliminate that. And I've asked our board members and everyone when they do come to come and stay at least 3 days. And our board members did that, Wayne did that, and other people did that, to give the students the opportunity to sit down and eat with them and really get to know them and let some of that godliness rub off. Brad, maybe you'd like to add some things, and we could field some questions.
We can cover it pretty thoroughly. I'll just make a point or two that I agree with real strongly, and that is the area of character development. I am really surprised that this isn't a criticism. If I were in the position, I'm probably guilty of too, but I'm surprised how little some of the men who recommend these students really know about the students. It's kind of funny to us sometimes, after being with them so intensely for several weeks, to go back and read the people who recommended them, read their recommendations. And sometimes they're pretty far off the real person. And so I found that at the ranch, you really do find out what they're like. Now, I think if you're really close to them at the campus or wherever you are, that you'll know that, but sometimes that doesn't happen. The area of working, I think, is a big one. William mentioned character, and he mentioned helping this one guy with laziness. We work hard out there. They get on the end of a shovel and scraper, and I tell you, the worst thing is having to scrape old paint off a house. That's one of those jobs I don't enjoy doing. But they work hard for 2.5 to 3 hours a day, which isn't all that long. But I am really sure. I think probably the worst group of people in the world about being lazy are preachers, and they don't get away with that out there. And if we can, I don't know. Hopefully it'll be a lifelong change that they have. But the area of working, I think, is real important. I don't know. William, you covered most of the things. I think another thing would be the area of just cross-training. Some students will come from a campus that's strong in some areas, and then they'll come down there and they'll get around students who are strong in other areas. And there tends to be a little bit of a balancing out of students as they come to the ranch. The first year I came, and I think Tim and I have talked about this quite a bit, we came from K-State, and we were pretty stuffy. I don't know if you call it, we were prudes or we holier than thou almost, you know. And we got around Beecham, who was a freckle past carnal, and Wild and Woolly. This is several years ago now. And I found out that there were differences among, you know, I had my little list out of what was proper and what was improper. And I got around some folks and I found out that some of my ideas weren't necessarily biblical. They were just my own ideas. And Billy Beecham wasn't carnal, he was just kind of wild. But I think that cross exposure to different types of people and leaders is really good. And I don't know, I just think it's good. I think it's one of the best training formats that you'll ever find, because of the intensity of it and the chance to be in an environment long enough. I heard a lot of things at K-State that I should do, but it was at the ranch where I had time on my hands that allowed me to begin, like Rick Warren. I'd heard Rick Warren give all his Bible study methods, but it wasn't until I got to the ranch that I began to really dig my teeth into Bible study, because I tried to in college but tend to be real busy. So it's just a good environment. Then one last thing I put down here, occasionally some of them will find a mate, and that happens every now and then. Then one other thing is that it's a fishing pond, I think, to pull students from all across the country into one kind of a unit, and we tend to be able to locate some fellows that are seeking God's will, and well, 3 or 4 or 5 of the folks that are here came out of that program. So it's a good fishing pond for potential leaders. But it's just good. I enjoyed it. It really helped me a lot. As William said something about maybe fielding some questions. So if you have any, feel that you would have been there the last few years. Any questions about the training program? What did you say? I think, Ron, you told me that over half of them had never shared their faith with them. And these are students that are coming from the sharpest BSUs and colleges we have, and over half of them, isn't that right, had never shared their faith with anyone. So I think that the going out on weekends door to door and putting them in opportunities to share the gospel will greatly help them in the lifestyle. Because you're not going to share the gospel in a lifestyle format either if you don't know how.